do lighten up. Sing something with a little bounce in it.
It's a small world after all.
No! No! Anything but that.
Well, hello, Disney enthusiasts and aficionados. My name is Nathan S. I myself am a Disney fan, but not on the same level as many people are, or so I have discovered. How did I learn this important lesson, you may ask? From living with someone who lives, breathes, and dreams Disney. So, for all of you who live for Disney, I thought I'd put together this little report from the point of view of those of us who live with you. A segment I call Living with Disney. In this segment, I hope to bring you regular updates on how those of us who love you deal with your love for the mouse. Now, don't get me wrong, I like Disney. At no time do I want you to think I'm mocking anyone who truly loves the Disney way. But I'm hoping you can get a laugh from hearing the way your average Joe deals with living with a permanent member of the MMC. Here I am, a 39-year-old guy with a job, a girlfriend, a roommate, and a cat. I'm known as a paranormal investigator. I have my own weekly internet broadcast called The Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show. I travel the country looking for some of the spookiest places I can find just to spend the night there. I've even had my own two-night ghost hunting special on A&E called Extreme Paranormal. So where does a supernatural thrill seeker like myself spend his vacation? Why, in Disney World, of course. Why? Because I live with a Disney fanatic. And that's okay. Where else can you go where everything is taken care of for you? Where you can relive your childhood and get lost in the fantasy? You're even guaranteed to see a ghost in a haunted house. That's a big deal in my profession. But that doesn't mean I'm always ready for the incursion of princesses and talking rodents that have taken over my everyday life. To give you some idea of what my life is like, let me take you back to last November. My girlfriend, Chrissy, had taken two trips to Disney World the year before, 2008. Yes, without me. I couldn't get off work, but that didn't stop her. I can't say I blame her. I would have loved to have taken a vacation, but I was saving my time off and my money to go film. But Chrissy hadn't gotten back to the world in 2009. So, when Disney announced a Princess Extravaganza following the early release of the Princess and the Frog movie, of course we had to go. I mean, what group of adults wouldn't drive an hour and a half, pay for parking, and spend $50 apiece for tickets to see a movie that's going to be playing down the street for the normal price in just 2 weeks. Okay, I can live with that. I mean, after all, Chrissy is going to get to meet Disney princesses afterwards, right? So, we get there, and after waiting in line, we pass through security that I think was designed to receive people who were actually there to meet the President of the United States. It was rough. Chrissy had to turn in her camera. My roommate and I had to turn in our phones. But it was worth it. The Princess and the Frog was a fabulous movie. What followed, however, is a perfect example of what it's like living with someone who's been bitten by the Disney bug. And I don't mean Flick. Arriving at the Disney Princess meet and greet, Chrissy agreed to getting her picture taken with two. Again, I say two princesses. So before the line got any longer, we rushed over and got her photo with Aurora and then Pocahontas. So now we could walk around and enjoy the rest of the event. Several times, Chrissy pointed out that she would really love to get her photo taken with Tiana, the newest princess. Sadly, the line for Tiana went all the way around the floor, so there was no way we were going to be able to wait in that line and see anything else. But as I looked over the floor, I noticed there was one line with no one in it, the line for Belle. Here was a chance for her to get another photo without it taking all night. We rushed down, I took her picture with the Beast Babe, and I thought her princess fix must be filled. But I saw her looking over at Tiana, longingly yet again. I was still looking at the line winding around the floor. Now, I know Cinderella is her favorite princess. So I thought, it would be a fair bargain if we waited in that much shorter line for her to get a photo with her. She agreed. Somehow, I also became the photographer for a pair of older ladies who had been taking turns taking pictures of each other all night with the princesses. But they loved the idea of being able to get a picture together. No problem. Now we're done, right? No. She would still love her photo taken with Tiana, or even Ariel. Oh, come on! Of course, those are the two longest lines in the place. In fact, I realized that we could go through all three other princesses in less time than it would take to get through either of those lines. Perhaps I shouldn't have said that out loud. Because now, we're following the two elderly ladies whose photos I just took to all the other princesses. But Chrissy is happy, and I still wasn't waiting in those really long lines. I have to say, Pocahontas was very kind. She saw me waiting for Chrissy and kept me company. I never paid much attention to the Pocahontas characters in the parks, but she was very sweet and managed to keep me entertained while never dropping character, as well as waving and talking to the kids. All right, we're done. Nope! I can see she's still disappointed that she hasn't gotten those last two princesses, but there just isn't time. We've used up most of the night and there's less than 45 minutes left. No way we can get through both those lines unless I was willing to wait in one line while she goes through the other. No way. It's not happening. There's no way I'm standing in line to see a Disney princess, unless maybe it's Pocahontas. I'm pretty sure she was flirting with me. But other than that, nuh-uh, ain't gonna happen. I am not standing in a Disney princess line. So there I was, waiting in line to meet Tiana. Surrounded by moms with their little ones hanging off of their legs, looking up at the strange man in line. The strange man was looking over at the other long line, watching a woman happily chatting with the people in front of her. Even worse, I thought my line, though longer, seemed to be moving faster. Soon the announcement came. Only 15 minutes to go. And from watching her line move so slow, I don't think she'll make it. Kids are trying to jump into my line to see Tiana, but Disney cast members are soon there to tell them the line is closed and the man at the end is going to be the last one to see the princess. Ugh. I'm only three little girls away from Tiana now. But thank goodness Chrissy is only one adult away from getting her picture taken with Ariel. Unfortunately, the person ahead of her seems to have a lot of questions for the Little Mermaid. Come on. Come on. Come on. And she's done. I'm only one person away from Tiana now. And Chrissy should be on her way over here. But she's not. She has stopped. Because she wants to talk to the woman who was in front of her to ask her about all the questions she'd asked. I think at this point I committed a Disney faux pas. I yelled, "Get over here!" It was that or get my picture taken with Tiana, and I was only willing to go so far. Chrissy came running over. I lifted the rope and let her in. She rushed up and had her picture taken, just in time for us to be told the event was over and we had to leave. But she'd gotten to meet all the princesses. I was sure to thank Pocahontas on the way out. I can't swear to it, but I think she winked at me. So, that's it, folks. A little insight onto my living with one of Uncle Walt's favorite nieces. I hope you enjoyed it. For those of you who are living with Disney fans, you understand. And you probably get to hear this podcast on a regular basis just as I do. Not just because your loved ones play it all the time, but because it's one of the best Disney podcasts out there. So, I hope you can relate. If you are a major Disney fan, well, be patient with the rest of us. It's the least you can do. If you're a paranormal fan, you can always find me over at the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show at www.ghostanddemon.com. My best to all of you. And until next time, keep moving forward and keep living Disney.